Okay, so we're holding here in the Derech Chaim, and he was speaking about the need for Hesbonus, and the need for Hesbonus specifically, especially about the Tachlis HaBriyah. In other words, everything in the Torah is just potential. The only way to actualize the potential is thinking and talking about it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put all these things into the Bria so that we bring it out. Now, the first Shaila he asked was the purpose for creation. And he went on to ask, of all the pieces in creation, what's the Iker? In other words, what's the linchpin for everything else? So, we saw last time he spoke about the sod, Hashem Lireyav, Ubrisa Lodiyim. We spoke about the sod is the maisim that are going to happen, and the bris is everything that we could possibly find out and understand. And then, so he started with what? Who is the Iker HaBriyah? We'll start over there. Ach, Kedei LaHaniyom, Tas Chalidus B'Nivroim, Mio Ikri. So, in order to understand, where it's coming from, let's understand who's the Iker. There's nothing really that comes that's a Toelis in the Maisim. In other words, the Maisim as such are not of significance. And then Adam is the Iker, and Malachim Tofel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that only Adam is the one that can give that koach, which initiates the process of giving tov, and that's the pasuk Noz Elohim, like the famous pasuk that the Nefesh HaChayim brings, and Gam Moshe Rabbeinu says Tzvi'at Chateshi. Those are the two psukim that speak about giving koach to Ribbono Shel'Olam when we do good, and bad when we and take away koach when we do bad. I want to talk about this a little bit and explain something. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is it about Klal Yisrael that their maisim add koach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their averis detract from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we'll say kacha. There's no, okay, that's the way it is. I want to add a knetch, and I want to explain something why it is like that, more than malachim. When we talk about adding or taking away, so we know that one of the most fundamental laws of nature is the conservation of matter and energy. Whatever is in the world is in the world, and it can change form to form, but it does not, nothing new gets created. If we were to take that concept, which to us is axiomatic, and apply it round and about to everything else, we would come up with the idea of a very determinist world. Everything is as it is. If there is no new input into the system, then there can't be any real change, because no energy is being put in, nothing is being put in, because everything is as it is. So when you take something that's a created nivra that has no ability to do other than what was programmed, then it's not possible for anything new to happen. It's just a question of what the program was. When we say that Adam is a when we say that Adam has bechira, bechira means that you can initiate something that wasn't there. A computer can run marvelously the programs that are there, and even the so-called computers that quote unquote learn, it basically means it's been programmed to check and get, take feedback and adjust itself. At the end of the day, it's a program. In as much as a person has bechira, that bechira means that a new idea, a new feeling, a new motivation came into the mix. It's the closest we can get to a yesh me'ayin. Anything that is predetermined is not yesh me'ayin. It's yesh and yesh and yesh. Masha'ein came by definition, free choice means a yesh me'ayin in the sense that we have nothing previous that can determine it. That is the only thing that brings shinui in the bria, and therefore it can add or detract from the hanhaga and hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Adam's strengthening our HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tied in a very fundamental way to Adam's Koyach HaBchira as opposed to the Malachim. Okay. So the job of the Mesharsim is to express Hodo. Let's explain this a little bit. If I can give an analogy, when a person talks into a microphone and the microphone gets amplified to a speaker system of a stadium. So the only piece of the puzzle that's chiddush is the person talking to the mic. He makes new words, takes away old words. It does not say words and so on. What the job of the microphone is to amplify and to broadcast the voice. I can also play with it and make it softer and higher pitch, or pitch. But at the end of the day, the etzim word and the bringing in new words, that is the person. The microphone, the loudspeaker and the PA system simply amplifies it and so on. The word hod is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grandeur. In other words, Malachim broadcast whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. The same way that a king would have all these criers going around, you know, town square, hear you, king's orders are this, that, or the other thing. So the Tanah Hoytchal Shmai means the Malachim serve as the Hod. It broadcasts the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is Adam that actually has that input. Okay, so one tikkun done in the world is that Adam adds and takes away from the koach of the Ribbono Shel Olam's kaviyochol hanhaga. They can add schusim and tov, they can chas v'shalom take away. Upirish o tikkun gadol sha'aseh b'nei Adam. There is another tikkun that people make. V'hu ma'asham pi'oylem v'yoynkim yisarata ois. V'zeh. Ki ha'malochim kivon she'elam yitzahara, ein ma'aseyem yichol lehaver oisai. Avo b'nei Adam she'eshlem yitzahara, hem yicholim lehaver oisai. And this is an incredible point. And let's talk about this point, because this point goes down to some of the strongest, deepest inyanim in Ra and Tov and so on. There's a medrash that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created metal, the trees became very sad, and they said, our destroyer has just been brought into this world because it is the axe that chops down trees. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let no wood volunteer a handle, and no axe will be able ever to cut wood. You can't make an axe out of metal. it would kill the hands of the guy who tries to lift it. So you need to have a handle made of wood in order to allow it to destroy the trees. So basically, if there'd be no insider joining forces with the outsider, it wouldn't have power over it. That's the Chazal. Litzarenu, it's true about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael suffered from the Goyim, but in most cases, it was a Jew that became a Meshumet and helped the help the Goyim, and not only helped them, but urged them and told them what to look for and so on. Communist Russia, there was the Ivseksya, which was the Jewish section of the Communist Party. It was filled with Jews, and they were the ones who handled the Jews much more religiously, pardon for the pun, than the Communist Party. And it's obvious they knew what to look for, and they had hatred, and there's no greater hatred than intra hatred instead rather than outside hatred. So Klal Yisrael, so this has been Klal Yisrael's bane. Now it means that nothing can be defeated by something that is totally alien and strange to it. You always need to have something of it within it. So now let's take a look at something. The Yetzer Hara is the Koach Hara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. There is no way in which the Koach Hara can become eradicated unless there is somebody who can associate with Ra, who can share some common space, and he can eradicate it. So, Lamashal, an enemy that I cannot physically touch in any way, I can't destroy. I can keep him at arm's length, I can threaten him, I can let him not get close to me, but I can't destroy it unless I have a chibur to it. Rashi says, "Vayisavek ish imoy hadalois hashacha." So Rashi says, "Vayisavek miloshen dovak, dalet beis kuf," meaning that when you wrestle something or somebody, you need to grab him, and there's some sort of connection for that to happen. So let's take a simple example on the other side. The greatest machzirim of Bali Tshuva are people who themselves are Bali Tshuva. Somebody who's been frum all his life has a hard time understanding Ra, understanding in its entirety and its and its depth, and therefore he does not have what it takes to be machzir l'mutav. So Bnei Adam, he says, she'esh lehem yetzerah, hem yecholim lahave oisei. So since we have Yetzirah, then we have the ability to uproot the Yetzirah. Ukre lases lam koach yose, she'asa zatig mekoach gadol, ma'asa, nosalem shnei ha'orla, she'en kol hazman atchon nechza mitzvahs, ve'oza sitrach mizdabegz b'm yose. So he says an incredible point. Why are children, since these are years when they don't have a Yetzer Tov yet, it's so that they'd be very dovuk to the Yetzer Hara, and therefore, when the day comes that the person can, when the person can turn the tide, he now has enough achiza on Ra that he can uproot it totally. This might help explain teenage years, and we can finally understand what is about teenage years that, why they are what they are. It's fascinating that a lot of times people who were the most difficult teenagers tend to become the most canoistic adults. Now, some people say it's because the kamanan is they have no seichel, and it's just a question of what's driving them. But the truth is also someone who's had a very powerful interaction with Ra and feels how bad it is, and so on and so forth, is somebody who will most likely push back against it. So he says, "Vizes sod," that it says in Mishle, "Ivelas kshura b'lev nar," that bad foolishness, however you want to translate it, ivelas, is tied to the hearts of young people. Ach be oisaz man havoinis enech shoven vatera adarabe hirashuva yoisa. Who in him hevel piem shaltinoikos vahevel mashes to achuligamri. So he says that, however, during the tekufa that we are young, we don't have the what's the right word for it? We don't have the bad effects. We're not liable for it, and therefore we don't have the flip side, the bad side of you know, even though we're tripped up by Yetzer Hara and we live with Yetzer Hara, but we don't have the problems of doing Ra per se. But still, we have it now blood. The hevel shel tinoikis, because it lives in the same framework as the hevel tinoikis is rabbin together with the Yetzer Hara, therefore it can overcome it. So he has a interesting taich that lahashbis oyev means that you have to be in the same work. When somebody is shavis and shabbos, he's doing something and stopping it. And let's talk about this a little bit. Shvisa is a very interesting expression. There are ways in which a person can overcome an enemy. A person fights against something, pushes back against something, and he vanquishes the enemy. Hashbosa is an interesting word. It comes from the word Shabbos. Shabbos requires that we previously do work and then we stop it. If a person has not done work, there's no hashbosa. A chametz, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. So how does that word of destroying come to hashbasa? Hashbasa is not churban. It's not a word that comes to minatzeach or anything. So hashbasa means an internal cessation. When a person is working and someone stops him, that's called la'atzer melachtoy or something of that nature. Hashbasa means where the internal worker, internally, that worker has stopped it. Lehashbis oyev means not that you're vanquished from the outside, but you've caused it to stop existing from the inside. I want to bring a halacha, shtoltzu halacha, to this. There's a shaila in the Rishonim. How does bittul chametz work? So some Rishonim say that bittul chametz is hefker. Tais says it's hefker. Okay, and that's one approach. Rashi says that the word tashbisu is hashbasa b'leiv, and tashbisu will mean something that the person ceases to value. Now, the only person who could do that is the owner. And no one else can be mashbis chametz, can do bitlan chametz. And that's why after the zman, when chametz is no longer worth anything, you can't do bitl chametz. So bitl chametz is when a person who owns it, which means he is tied to the chametz. The chametz is his, and as such, it is something of value. It's an object of value, it has something. When a person who owns it and has this value, and the value is his, says it is no longer valuable, it no longer has any value, it is like afra ara, he destroys it from inside. He's not burning it. He's not doing anything to it from the outside. He, as the owner who represents the one who gives chametz its value, its identity, is the one that ceases to have that. So just like when you stop doing melacha, you who does melacha has stopped doing it. That's called shvis hashbasa. So too, when the person that owns the chametz stops owning it, stops valuing it, it no longer is chametz. That is the lashon of hashpasa. A malach can't be mashbis ra, because when you mashbis ra, then you need to be the owner of it. So just like the mashal shvisas behemto, unless it's your behema, you cannot do shvis on it. If you see a horse working on Shabbos, you have no mitzvah to stop it. Horses are quite potter from Shabbos. It's only when it's your animal that's doing malacha, then you have a chiyuv of hashbasa. When we're talking about ra becoming, when we're talking about ra becoming misukin, it can never be because someone vanquished it. To vanquish ra means ra exists, but tov is stronger. That's what vanquishing means. So that would be a corruption of an emes. Hashbasa means the thing itself within itself lost its ability to function. It had a limited time to function, and then it stopped. Just like Shabbos, when we say this, the sort of Shabbos is Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha, that everything has reached its end goal on Shabbos, and there's no longer any need to continue it, so too, a hashbasa in the end, in the term of being mashbis ra, like lehashbis oyev, talking about kosa ra, means that the ra had a function and only existed in terms of its function. And as soon as its function is over, it ceases to exist. The only person that can understand Ra that way is somebody who is associated with Ra. So every Adam has a period of Ra in his life. That period of Ra is when A, he's a child, and then he's very physical. He might, you know, have very nice, you know, it might be a sweet kid and do good things. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have that sense of tov that an adult has. Teenage, as we said, is also somebody who is involved with Yetzirah. He's very tarav with Yetzirah, and therefore he can be mashbis that ra. It's something which I guess is a nechama, And something they have to be very careful not to turn it into an excuse, but rather nechama. Imagine a person who spent a lot of his life doing things that are wrong. And then he becomes a Baal Tshuva. And he asks himself, okay, so now I'm from, it's wonderful, because Baruch Hu's mechapeh me, and say any sweet things we want. But tachlis, I mean, I wasted a big part of my life. I was caught up with Ra a big part of my life. What's the point of it? And the answer is the only one that could be mashpis oyev is somebody that's connected to oyev. We can vanquish an oyev, we can get away from an oyev, but to be mashpis it, to undo it, is only minei that you have to destroy it from within. And it's more than just destroying. The way we're explaining the word Shabbos, it means we show why this is something that no longer is justified to exist. We show that the Ra is a was a phase that was needed for the world at some point, and once that has been taken care of, it's gone. So we really succeed in accomplishing two things with that. We get rid of the Ra, and we also, I don't know what the word is, explain, but at least we give understanding as to what it was doing in the first place. If we deal with Ra appropriately, then we accomplish a double blessing. We rid ourselves of Ra, that's one part of it, and we also are megala lemafreya, what it is that the Ra, the mokum that Ra had in the Bria. It doesn't, it does not remain that there was a time in the world where the world was not doing well. Looking back retroactively, the engagement with Ra and the being nichshol in Ra was part of that process. Imagine somebody who helps, kids off the street, people who've been on the rocks in one way or another, addiction, drinking, whatever it is. Now, the only person that can really, really have effect on it, on them, is somebody who's been it through himself. He's the one that can actually, he has what it takes to be able to grapple with it in a way that makes sense to people into it. This own person can look back at his personal struggles and say that all of these struggles were there in order for me to do what I'm doing. The only way I could get rid of that is for that. So the person's own particular service can be taken care of that way. And in the big picture, its effect on the entire world can also be understood through that. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. He's going to now speak about the word Yesod HaOz and its meaning in this context and so on. Bez Hashem, I hope next week we'll be able to learn. And yeah, Mr. Hashem, I hope to be consistent till the end of this month. Kol tov, good. Bye.